Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Prayer Podcast. Pastor Christy, how are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing great, and exciting things happening in the life of Broadway United Methodist Church and our worship series currently that our pastors are exploring called A New Chapter in God's Story, and kind of this challenge that our pastors are offering to our folks and help us to kind of clue in and to lean in deeper to time together, time as community, time as the church, as the people of God and His people, through a concerted effort, a concerted prayer challenge to pray daily the St. Ignatian Prayer of Loyola. And so during these next 3 weeks of the prayer podcast, we are going to explore all things that prayer, the whys, why is it important? Why should we value that? Why is that drawing us closer together? And so we're going to enter a conversation today about what is the benefit of purposeful prayer, and challenging us to pray ancient prayers,
right,
or any prayers for that
right
matter, for a time period.
Sure.
And what are the benefits of that?
Yeah.
You know, we all have kind of experience, I think, with that a little bit. Christy, why don't you talk a little bit about the why in doing that? Why would we want to challenge our folks to step up in prayer and to do this daily? Why would we want to do that?
Yeah, I think it is meaningful for a couple of reasons. I think there's something to be said about, you know, we talk about being disciples of Jesus, and it's certainly part of that word is discipline. And
yes,
I think as being followers of Jesus, it does require us to make an effort to do something.
Yes.
You know, faith doesn't come to us just by sitting around and waiting for God. We have to do our part. And that's what I love about God, is that He invites us to the action. He
yes
he wants to take us where the action is and help us do His work and be part of it. He wants us part of things. And so it begins with us. And so I think this challenge to pray individually this same prayer invites us to something exciting, invites us to lean in purposefully
yes
to what God is doing, who God is,
yes,
who I am as one of the people of God, and collectively, you know. So then the second part of that power, I think, is if you are home or wherever you are praying this prayer, the beauty of this is, as we talk often in the prayer podcast, you can pray anytime, anywhere. But wherever you are, whatever walk of life, whether you're, you know, an adult, a kid, whatever, whoever you are, whatever your role in life is, if you imagine us collectively praying this prayer together,
locking arms together,
it shows unity. I just think, what a beautiful picture of the people of God
yes
being intentional about being the people of God.
Yes.
And then what that can bring. So beginning in our own heart, praying this prayer individually, but then look at the hope if all of us are doing that together, what that could look like, you know, the power of all of us coming together around one prayer, around one purpose as the people of God. I just think I get excited. I think it's going to be very meaningful if people lean in. I think it'll be really important to do that.
You know, we were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, consider for a moment, you know, it's likely that not everybody that calls Broadway Church their church home believes the same thing about everything.
Right, right.
You know, and so I think they're in the midst of just the realities that, I mean, I don't think anybody listening to this podcast today is going to disagree that there's some division, there's some divisiveness that we're experiencing,
sure,
you know, in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever level that you believe that there is of that happening, it is there.
Yes.
And I think the hope you're talking about is this reality that no matter where we stand on these things, no matter where we are,
right,
there is hope for unity if we're convinced that there are people locking arms with us around a prayer to the Almighty.
Yes. And around a prayer that really speaks to being the people of God.
Yes.
To caring about the things God cares about and not caring about the things the world cares about. And as you were talking about that unity and our culture today, I think oftentimes we make the mistake of unity does not equal uniformity. We
yes.
don't all have to be
yes.
the same.
Yes.
But unity is us coming around. Of course, we all want to have love and
yes.
grace and peace and all of these
yes.
things. But it doesn't mean we all have to think things the exact same way
yeah.
or express things the exact same way. So I think the beauty in that too is as you do this prayer and think of the beauty of the patchwork of people that will be in this effort together.
Yes.
And to me, that brings hope to our world too, because we're not all the same. Like you said, here at Broadway, we're all different. We come from different walks of life, different ages and stages. And that's the beauty. And that's just a tiny picture of the people of God
yes.
all over the world. So yes, I think that is very important to point out that this can bring us some way to participate in bringing that hope to our world.
You know, this is a sermon series that's going to last, you know, these next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think of what is the benefit of, you know, we're talking about the collective thing, the potential for unity, which is huge. What is it personally
right.
that makes this so powerful, in your opinion?
I think, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, but I think it helps us find healthy ways to take a look inside.
Yes.
You know, to see, because all of us have things we need to look at in our
yes.
lives and in our hearts, and maybe the way we think, maybe the way we judge, maybe the way we process things, maybe the way we take things in. So I think this is a good exercise and a good habit, especially if we do it over the course of the next several weeks, to get into of a very healthy way to examine ourselves,
yes.
examine our hearts, and invite God to help us untangle the mess, you know, or to improve the parts of ourselves that we're like, no, I would really like to push in this area of my life that this is life-giving to me, and how can I move that even further? How can I lean in even further? How can I draw closer to God? You know, and I think it's just a really, really good way for us to do that. Be, you know, I know people might struggle with the repetitive notes of it and think, well, I did that yesterday, but every day has new challenges
yes.
or every day it takes several days to create a habit as we all know. I don't know. I think it's 31 days. Once you get to that 31st day, it's rerouted in your brain and it becomes a habit. This is a great habit to get into, to pray daily, to have some self-reflection, to have some very practical, this prayer gives you practical steps to live into.
Yes.
Which I love, that it's not just it's very practical and gives you direction in and of itself, and a way to listen back for what God is telling you. So
it's an inward evaluation provides the potential for an outward transformation with our behaviors, our attitudes, and our decisions, and
yes.
so allowing God daily.
Mm-hmm.
To do the, as John Wesley and the early, very early United Methodist Methodist movement folks would say, how is it with your soul?
Right.
Doing that daily provides the potential for God to do some very, very big things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And make some big, big, positive, life-changing movements in your life that impact not only you, but likely your family, like
yes.
your marriage, likely your neighborhood,
your
church, your workplace,
mm-hmm.
your career,
yeah.
your world.
That's right. That's right. Whether that's school, work, your family. I love that you said that. For, you know, it starts at home, you know, and what an impact you could have on your own family and helping them, you know, and I love that Jesus, I always think about whenever I'm trying to figure out something, you know, what am I supposed to do or what am I supposed to be like? You know, it was, he showed us in his actions. Yes. He didn't just talk about it. He showed us in his actions. And so, you know, I'm just thinking about myself as a parent and now a grandparent, you know, they learn by watching what we're doing. And I learn a lot as a youth pastor. I learn a lot from our students, yeah, from watching them and seeing their passion and their desire and to draw close and their desire to do good in the world. And so how we can inspire each other, yes, whoever that is, yes, or in the workplace, be that person that has a different outlook and a more positive view without even necessarily, I forget, St. Francis, preach the gospel always, but if necessary, use words. It's, yeah, it's kind of, yeah, that idea that if our own hearts are changing and actions and attitudes, I love that you put that in there, our attitudes and ways we look at things, that's going to speak volumes, yes, you know, and be life-giving not only to us, but have that ripple effect,
yes,
out into the community and out into the world. So that's exciting to be part of that.
You know, this, a challenge should motivate us.
Yes.
You know, it really should. It's a call up.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the really, really the fray of how life kind of, you know, goes and our calendars and our activities in our, mm-hmm, life, you know, being called up to do something in the midst of all that.
Oh, yeah.
Is, you know, it's no small thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's no small thing. And so, you know, we hope that this conversation, this kind of dialogue we've had today can provide some inspiration for people being called up.
Yes.
To rise up and give your life, give your church, give your places of influence an honest inward evaluation,
mm,
of you.
Mm-hmm.
You as a person, you as a fearfully and wonderfully made child of God, and where you're at,
yeah,
on these things that this prayer just kind of puts in front of you, puts in front of your vision.
Right.
And so we hope that these next couple weeks, as we continue to explore the book of Acts and worship and just what God's movements meant for that early church and what it means for us as a church these days and in the future, that your time centered on this prayer, this ancient prayer, will grant fruit in, mm, whatever you're doing and wherever you're at in your life. And you'll be a better follower of Jesus because of it, and our church will become a more hopeful place for our world, mm, because of it.
Mm. And I think that is a perfect place to end this for today, Joe, and I'm excited for the next few weeks as we continue to explore this and pray together. So in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.